Whether you're into puzzles or games, getting inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame is no hop, skip, and a jump. It takes class, popularity, creativity, and endurance. This past Friday, two new inductees joined the collection of classic American toys at the Strong Children's Museum in Rochester, New York. Brenda Tremblay of member station WXXI reports.
You've probably had your hands on all of the toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Take any fruit or vegetable. Just stick in eyes, then ears, and then the mouth.
The dashing Mr. Potato Head is in there, and so is the lovely you-know-who.
Barbie, you're beautiful. You make me feel my Barbie doll is really real.
Next to Barbie sit the teddy bear, Etch-a-Sketch, bicycle, and this toy, famous for its slinkity sound. There are 26 toys in the Hall of Fame. Every year, two new ones are added to the collection, and this year, judges from around the country, including actress Marie Osmond and children's author Maurice Sendak, selected from 12 nominees. The competition was fierce among the games of Checkers, Candyland, and Clue. Big Wheel was in the race with Matchbox Cars and Lionel Trains. This suspenseful guy was in the running. And so was the Magic 8 Ball, which curator Chris Bench says is filled with a blue solution to make it look more mysterious.
Will the Magic 8 Ball make it into the National Toy Hall of Fame? The answer is... don't count on it.
That Magic 8 Ball turned out to be prophetic when Bench and his colleagues unveiled this year's winning toys.
It's black and red and black and red and black and red all over. It's Checkers!
Checkers met all of the judges' criteria, Bench says, including longevity. He admits the 8-square-by-8-square board looks simple.
But mathematically, that allows you 500 quintillion possible moves. Now, a quintillion is one with 18 zeros behind it, so that's even bigger than the federal deficit.
The second winner also comes in pieces.
Here's a J and an I.
Alphabet blocks are the other addition to the National Toy Hall of Fame, which curators say someday may also include the very best toy of all, the empty cardboard box. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Rochester, New York.